Yeah, we're here Toledo.
Yes.
Live.
We are.
On the Q105.
That's us. It's 8:30, Dane and the girls hanging out with you. Q105, the home of Operation Toy Drive. Benefiting Toys for Tots program. The Marine Corps, we're hooked up with them again. It's happening a week from Friday, December 1st, 6 a.m. I'm told our show will be broadcasting live. Everybody broadcasting live from the location. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Walt Churchill's Market in Perrysburg, collecting monetary donations and new unwrapped toys for the kiddos in need of Northwest Ohio. Operation Toy Drive, sponsored by Walt Churchill's Market, Mark Feldstein Associates, and The Q. All the details at Q1055.com. All right, coming up, we're playing that hot tune that was debuted last night at the American Music Awards, Beautiful Trauma, Pink. But when we play it, she won't be hanging from the side of a building.
Oh, sad.
She sang that actually live while she was dangling on the side of a building.
How do you do that?
Crazy.
We should try it.
I want to know how that's going to get topped. Somebody going to like sing while they're lighting themselves on fire. Actually, somebody's already done that. They had dancers that were on fire at one of the award shows, either earlier this year or last year. So I don't know what's left. I think it's all done now.
I think we need to have Paul do something like that. That'd be great.
I can't because I don't want that woman to get mad at me because you're being mean to Paul.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, sure. She says it and you get all worked up.
She had guts, though. She came and said right to my face.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Dear friend of the show, Sarah Beavers from Stranahan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I don't have to cook, so it's all good. But before we start, I have to say hi to my two little ones. They're listening today. Yay!
Your kiddos?
Nice. My kiddos, Sean and Elise, and then Kaylee's in New York City.
New York City!
Yes.
How old are your kiddos?
Sean is 10. Well, soon will be 10, and then Elise is 8.
Oh,
and Kaylee's a freshman.
Oh,
yeah.
They're geeked up about the holiday, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys have a big show coming up on Saturday.
Disney
in concert, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas movie with live music. All right, we gave tickets away. People were all over.
Yes.
What exactly, how does this work? Music?
The movie's on the big screen.
Okay.
And then we have the Toledo Symphony Orchestra that will play the music in sync with the movie. And it's really kind of technical, so all those tech geeks would probably get excited about this. They have these earpieces in, and they listen to certain cues and clicks, and as soon as they hear something very specific, they know exactly when to cue in and play the music.
So you're watching the movie, and all the music is performed live.
Yes.
I'm so excited. So
that sounds really cool.
It is really cool. This show has been around a while. It's been in Hollywood. I mean, it's big. And The Nightmare Before Christmas, it's a classic. And
it is.
It's kind of one of those things that my kids love it, and I love it because I grew up with it. I was a sophomore in high school when it first came out. So, you know, it's just one of those cross-generational movies. But it's just really cool. You don't... The music itself is unique and different and just very classic.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah, it's kind of neat to see the music or see the movie and then you hear the music live. So it'll just bring a different feel to it.
Different vibe to it.
Yeah.
And this kind of a family thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then to add to the family fun, we have a costume contest. So it can be, you know, we have best male, female, we have kids, boy, girl, and then we have group or family contest. So, you know, we have Tony Geftos from Channel 13. He's going to MC that for us and judge.
Yeah, Denny Schaefer was busy. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. You were.
Tony,
as a matter of fact.
Tony does a great job. Man. He's very theatrical.
He's
a theater guy. And I watched him one time MC an event at the Valentine. And he's really funny.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he dresses up. Tony, if you're listening, just remember, you know, he'd be a great Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be really cool. I mean, we're hoping that people really get into it. And, you know, from what we've seen with the other cities that have done it, you know, people dress up and they get into it. And it's just fun. You know, you see the different characters and, you know, the family, you know, groups that come in. And it's just really neat. So we're hoping.
So is this the first time this has been done in Toledo?
Yes, it is.
Okay. No pressure, Toledoans.
You know, that the symphony, they've done The Wizard of Oz, similar to this. But this movie itself is the first. And this is the first time that the Stranahan and the symphony have partnered together. This isn't like the symphony coming in on their own or this is our show. We partnered up. We sat down with them and said, we want to do something really cool. And then we came up with this. And it was just kind of like, yeah, we're definitely going to do it. So
pretty
it's
cool.
Neat. Yeah.
All right. It's Saturday, November 25th at 8 o'clock.
Yep. And then, you know, just for the listeners, if you put in the code Sally in all caps, you'll get a $10 discount.
Sally.
Sally.
She's one of the characters.
Yep, she's one of the characters. Yep.
Remind me so we can talk about that throughout the week.
Yeah,
so
and
we need to do that.
We put out a really cool student discount too. So there's like a super cheap $23 ticket for students.
Oh, good, because they're the ones. Those kids, the high school kids, college kids, adore this movie.
Yeah. So you know, we're trying to really make sure that it's affordable for the whole family because you know, taking a family of five can be pretty pricey, but. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, with the discounts and the student discounts, it should be a really fun thing to do after the Ohio State Michigan game.
Ugh.
Go Bucks.
We're not talking about that this week. I am so glad we're only on today and tomorrow, so I don't have to deal with it Wednesday or Friday.
It's a big thing.
True.
People
yes.
just get so worked up
they
over
do.
It. So
why?
This'll be...
Why? Why are you getting worked over it when you know you're going to win? How do you get? I mean, how is that any fun?
See, look, he's getting worked up already.
No, I'm just saying. How? Why would anybody who's an Ohio State fan get worked up over that game?
Well, I'm saying like
it's a W, Sarah.
Well,
it's like Cooper years when
it's
Michigan.
It's more the Michigan people. Maybe the Michigan people are going to get upset.
No, it's like no, but the Ohio State fans are like, oh man, your team sucks. We're going to kill you. Okay, right. I don't disagree with you. What would you like me to do with that? You want me to just burn all my Amazing Blue stuff? Well, no. Look, you need us. You need us to hate, okay? Because without us, who you got?
I know.
Seriously?
Well, thank you.
We got Michigan State, you know, so there's a little of that. But come on, Ohio State. You need us more than we need you.
But it's more of like a city, like the city really gets, like, or the Northwest Ohio area gets so into it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like, all right, calm down.
Not me. I'm skipping it.
You're skipping it?
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to Costco with my library card.
And then
all
you're
day
to
on Saturday.
Yeah,
and then I'm
exactly.
coming to Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm not even turning on the TV. And if I have tickets, I'm going to politely decline.
Wow.
To go to the Ohio State Michigan game?
What?
No, I'm kidding. If I get tickets, I'm going. I'm working on tickets. And if I get them, I'm going. You're darn right. My daughter, I said, I might get four tickets for the Michigan Ohio State game. And Libby goes, why do we want to go to that? They're going to lose. I'm like,
well, you just it's the experience.
It's what I tried to tell her.
You never know.
You experience the game and you know, the rivalry and just the excitement. Whether you win or lose, I think it's just fun.
And in the big house, that's...
Yeah, but we already know the outcome. We already know the outcome.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
It's game's already over. Oh, look at that. Ohio State just scored again. They haven't even started. It's just the way it's going to be. And honestly, I don't get as riled up as I used to. I don't know why. Maybe because I don't expect to win. When you don't expect to win...
Your hopes aren't up.
Well, yeah, it's like, now, if Peters wouldn't have went down, and Michigan had a shot at beating Wisconsin, but he got hurt when he was out, you knew it was over. If he was healthy, he was playing very well. I'm thinking, okay, this kid's really doing something. They're actually in this game, and they had a shot until he got hurt. And if he's healthy, now just remember, he's young. He's going to be back next year and the year after.
I'm just pumped that it happened.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But hey, maybe JT Barrett will go down and practice this week. So we can only hope.
Yeah, well, there's a thought.
We can only hope. Anyway, Sarah, how do you get the Nightmare Before Christmas tickets, the movie, the live music?
Go to etix.com. Don't Google Stranahan Nightmare Before Christmas because you'll find all those crazy scalper sites and everybody will say they're too expensive, but they're not. So just go straight to etix.com or just go to our website or go to the Facebook page, click on the event, and it'll take you right there
you
for the
and
tickets.
And what do you put in the little thing to get discounts?
Sally in all caps, S-A-L-L-Y.
And you'll get discounts.
Yeah.
All right, good seeing you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You, too.
All right, are we playing Pink next?
Yeah, Pink next.
The new Pink tune. It's pretty awesome. You haven't heard it? You'll hear Beautiful Trauma next on The Q.